It's 8 a.m. Eastern, January the 24th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $22,982. Ethereum is down slightly at $1,628. And Binance Coin is up slightly at $314. Well, the European Union is working on plans for a digital euro bill that will support the currency and also set out its strategy on the metaverse. The two bills are due out in May. The groundwork bill for the CBDC comes as the Commission indicates new laws could be needed to assert the planned EU's CBDC status as legal tender, with the EU's Financial Services Commissioner saying it will be negligent if Europe did nothing now, but at some point in 5 or 10 years had to urgently rush through releasing a CBDC. That's interesting because it gives an indication, at least in her mind, what the timeline is for this possible digital currency. More moves by the lawmakers in the European Union. A new crypto tax is being proposed by lawmakers to help fund the budget. Taxing capital gains, mining, or options for taxing crypto transactions are all being looked at to fund the European Union's $185 billion annual spending. These indicators come from the Parliament's Budget Committee. Apparently, the report suggests the introduction of a European tax on crypto assets whose revenues would flow into the European budget. The taxation at the block level is being considered as, according to lawmakers, taxing crypto assets at the EU level is more efficient than at a national level, given their high mobility and cross-border dimension. Meanwhile, the French National Assembly will debate and vote today on whether crypto firms will need to abide by strict licensing in the coming years ahead of those broader European Union rules. The vote comes after weeks of French officials calling for stricter crypto regulation in the country. Well, the wormhole exploiter is moving funds after some inactivity. The address is swapping ETH for staked ETH and prepping it to move to DeFi. The hacker is in the process of leveraging up. Wormhole responded to the exploiter, reiterating its offer to capitulate with a $10 million bounty award for the return of all stolen funds via an on-chain message. BlockFi is looking to sell around $160 million in Bitcoin mining loans amid its bankruptcy proceedings. Bloomberg said some of the loans may be under-collateralized at this point due to the more than 80% decline in machine prices over the last year. And finally, New York-based exchange Gemini has laid off 10% of its staff, according to The Information. Co-founder and president Cameron Winklevoss said the layoffs were due to poor macroeconomic conditions and so-called unprecedented fraud in the crypto industry. This is the third round of layoffs the company has undergone in the last 8 months. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.